Hey, it's your host, Boogie, and this is From a Mustard Seed, a podcast created to help each other navigate life through faith, fun, and a little bit of foolishness. Together, we will laugh, cry, have aha moments, feel empowered and inspired. From a mustard seed to our legacy and all that lies in between, this was created for you.
Hello.
Let's do this again.
Oh my.
Hello, this is Boogie.
And today is Hot Chocolate Mondays.
Coming to you from This is a Mustard Seed. Okay, let's. Hello, I'm Boogie.
And I am her son, Boogie Fresh.
And this is From a Mustard Seed. And today is Hot Chocolate Mondays. Today, or every Monday, hopefully, we're going to do a podcast together, some mommy and son time.
Yeah.
Where we'll talk about a topic that Dougie chooses.
Okay.
So, what is the topic that you chose for today, Dougie?
Don't always believe that what you see on the internet.
Okay, what made you choose that topic? Oh.
Because there are some kids who believe everything they see on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And how can that be dangerous?
Because it can all be fake.
Okay, and how is believing everything that you see on the internet dangerous, even if it is fake?
Because they can be encouraged to do that. Like some special effects for a man, for a man to fly. That can encourage a child to fly, and that really would hurt them or even kill
them.
Like
if they jumped off a building or tried to emulate what they saw on television or YouTube. What are some other ways that you think that believing the things on the internet can harm you? Like, do you think when people, what do you call it, clickbait?
Yeah, clickbait.
And they have clickbait, and then they get you on there, and then they're trying to get you to bug your parents to buy certain toys.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's really cool, or download certain games. That it can stop you from.
I'm almost
here, Dougie.
Chocolate.
You've been trying to get my hot chocolate for forever. Do you think that it can stop you from thinking for yourself?
Yes, it can.
Why is it important to be able to think for yourself?
Because if you grow up, you can't just spend everything on yourself. You have to think about your money so you can invest and do all that those things so you can save your money for the future.
Mm-hmm. And outside of money, why do you think that it's important to think for yourself?
Well, it's important to think about for yourself is because cause if someone challenges to fight you, what will you do? Mm-hmm. Will you just ignore them? Go walk away? Mm-hmm. Or will you just...
Or maybe if you're in a crowd and people are trying to get you to do something, and instead of knowing how to think for yourself and make your own decisions, you kind of go based off of what the majority says you should do.
Yes. So you have to think for yourself so you don't do something dangerous.
Yeah. Right?
Because if the crowd tells you to do something. You may get in the fight, the crowd is telling you to fight him, and you may get your butt beat.
Instead of just walking away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walking away is a better thing to do.
It's a better thing to do. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. I think walking away is a better thing to do. And then being able to say when something is right or wrong, right? Like maybe the whole crowd is telling somebody to fight another person, but you know it's wrong, so you'll be the only person to say, hey, I don't think you should fight. I'm going to try to break this up. Even though that's not popular opinion. And do you think that being able to think for yourself takes confidence? You think confidence is important?
Yes.
Why?
Because, like you said, somebody might want to fight you. And you need to get courage because It's not popular.
You on this fighting thing. Okay, how about not fighting? What's another scenario that we can use outside of fighting?
Why would you not let me explain my reason?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So if you're fighting a crowd would think that it would not be popular. They would just try to make fun of you. Like at school, they would make fun of you because you didn't fight that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And you need courage to tell them that fighting isn't well. And if you're that one person who does not stands up against bullying or fighting, you need to get the courage to stand up and break everything up.
Mm-hmm. So then now let's play a game of would you rather.
Oh, would you rather?
Yeah. So would you rather be in hot or cold?
Cold.
Why?
Because your body can always adapt to the cold, and the heat, it will keep on increasing and rising.
If I had to be in hot or cold,
Hard choice, eh?
Yeah, because they both hurt. But I probably, if I was stuck someplace and I had to be in one or the other, I think I'd rather be in cold too. Okay, beach or snow?
Beach or snow? Oh, sand or snow?
No, beach. So, like, would you rather have a beach vacation or be in the snow for a vacation?
Well, the snow's pretty dangerous because, you know, it's really cold. You can get frostbite, but I'd choose the beach because I like the water. I like the waves.
Yeah.
Just crashing on you may make you feel like you're in a washer and dryer. Trust me, I know that experience.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, now you say one.
Would you rather... Would you rather your parents to be very stubborn and rich, or really, really stubborn and rich, or somebody that is poor and understandable?
Poor and understanding.
Poor and understandable.
What would you want?
Poor.
Poor and understanding. Why?
Because rich people, they care too much about their money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even care about their kids.
Mm. So you'd rather have...
Because poor people, no offense, but poor people mostly care about college and where their kids are going to go. But rich people just don't care about that. They just care about the most trendy and flashy things.
So you think that ethical, when you don't have as much money, your ethical and moral values as a parent are more in alignment with the more meaningful things?
Yep.
Okay, as opposed. So then, do you ever plan on one day being rich? Or would you want to be rich one day?
I would like to be rich one day, but I wouldn't be stubborn and care about my money. I only care about investing, college for my children, and the best for the whole family.
Yeah. Okay. That is good. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
Wait, we're closing now?
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. So what else do you want to talk about?
Actually, let's let you talk about a subject.
Well, since we are on camera, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but I want to dive into it a little bit more.
All right.
You remember when we watched that Gillette commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was very interesting, right? Because they had the thing about... sexual harassment, and they had the thing about appropriately approaching women, and also bullying. They had something in there on bullying and fighting and teaching boys to be aggressive and using the covering of boys will be boys. And so in watching that, what was your reaction to it? And how do you think you've been raised as a boy?
Been raised to be strong and courageous and never do anything bad to women or anything offensive to them.
Okay, and what do you think is considered offensive to a woman?
Like domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. Or insulting them. Mm-hmm. For those old tales that men are stronger than women. Even though they take the hard labor like she did when I was a baby.
You're right, that was 34 hours of hard labor. Don't you forget it. But she was all worth it. All worth it. Yeah, so, okay, well, that's very good. And, you know, what do you think about as a boy if you saw another person disrespecting somebody else?
I'll just probably break it up because I'm a man. I am a man of respect. Mm-hmm. And love and peace and kindness. Mm-hmm. So I would probably break it up.
Okay, you'd probably break it up and do what you can.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. We just had a scam call, so
it popped the video. Uh-huh. And so, do you think? What do you think about the point of the two little boys wrestling and the dad coming to break it up? Do you think that it's normal for boys to wrestle? And that's just teaching you how to be strong? Or do you think that boys should be able to have friendships and not have to fight or be in competition?
Well, wrestling, I think I do that with my friend. But it's no competition. We're not angry with each other. It's just we play a lot. Same thing with my dad when he was a little kid. He liked to wrestle with his friends like Benny and Ralph. Mm-hmm. And Will. Mm-hmm. Well, Benny's currently in jail right now. But.
Okay. Sucky. And so do you think that if a girl was to wrestle, do you think that girls should be wrestling?
No, because, they have, well, only for the, no.
No?
They would only do it because it's competition. I think they would do it because it's fun and thrilling. You know, you don't know what's gonna happen, like, WWE, you don't know what's gonna happen. You might lose, you might win. It's always thrilling. Uh-huh. I think it's always thrilling for the people that wrestle.
But do you think that girls should wrestle, or do you think that they shouldn't wrestle because they may get hurt?
I don't think they should wrestle because they may get hurt. Okay. Because they might pull their hair, and that is pretty painful.
So do you think it's appropriate for boys to wrestle girls?
Unless they're playing with each other. Mm-hmm. But that is seriously domestic abuse, so.
No.
I do not recommend. Okay. Only if you're friends and you like to wrestle with each other. Okay. I have a friend that's a girl and we like to wrestle with each other, so. It doesn't really matter.
But do you make sure to watch your strength with her? Like, would you wrestle with her the same way you wrestle with a boy?
No. I would just hold back on my strength.
Okay. And then as far as that point where the boys were trying to bully that one kid and the dad ran over to stop it.
I think I would do that because you need to love each other equally. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really love, but give each other equal rights as a human and a human being.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you, equal rights?
Well, God gave us human rights. Mm-hmm. To be free and do whatever we want to do. Mm-hmm. But some people bully other people. Mm-hmm. Even though God gave us equal rights, you shouldn't be doing that, because that's wrong. You're messing with God, because mm-hmm. every person has been made by God, and there's God inside of them. So I think not. You shouldn't do that.
Mm. And what does that mean, that there's God inside of them?
Elaborate. Because God made them, and God is the conscience. Mm-hmm. And they decide what to do, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. So when you choose to do wrong to other people, do you feel like you're going against God? So therefore you're going against yourself?
Yes. That's what I would feel, but probably for people that are not familiar with God.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think we should treat those people that aren't familiar with God?
Teach them God's way.
And how do you teach people God's way? How does Christ say you should teach people God's way?
Show them.
Through.
Yeah, show them the basics, the fundamentals of God and his origination and why he died. And.
But how do you show them, right? Because if God is inside of you, then you show them through how you act, right?
Mm-hmm, like acting correctly and acting good.
Yeah, and even taking accountability when you don't act good, right? Because yeah. Sometimes we are going to mess up because we're humans, right?
Yeah, we're not perfect.
We are not perfect. But it's important that we take accountability to say, look, I'm not perfect. I know I did wrong. You make amends to the person that you did wrong to. You tell them that you understand why this was wrong, and you apologize, and then you grow from it. Mm-hmm. You are so thirsty for the hot chocolate. It's not even funny.
The hot chocolate is good. It's Hot Chocolate Mondays, Mom.
It is Hot Chocolate Mondays.
Wait, wait for
me. No, wait. Just stay, because we're about to close. It is Hot Chocolate Mondays, and mm-hmm. This has been an awesome conversation with you, Dougie. I appreciate it. And so, in conclusion, you got anything to say?
You're the best around. Don't let anybody bring you down. You're the best around. Don't let anybody bring you down.
Woo!
Woo!
This is from a mustard seed. It's Boogie and Dougie.
On Hot Chocolate Mondays.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.